Okay, so today is January 21st, 2003. And the lesson that we're going to do this morning is based on Moshe Feldenkrais Exandia, that's going to have to be edited. Yanai, number 62, drawing a circle with the arm above the head. Side sitting. So go ahead and lie on your back. And take a moment to notice how you're resting on the floor this morning. Notice how your shoulder blades, your upper back, mid-back, and lower back is resting. How your pelvis is lying on the floor. How your legs are lying on the floor. And then take a moment to observe how you're breathing. Now bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing, and we're going to slightly review a little bit from last week. So we started with just tilting your pelvis towards 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock. So your legs are standing on the floor, your knees are directed towards the ceiling, and you just begin to tilt your pelvis so that you flatten your lower back, which I call 12 o'clock. And then you begin to arch your lower back so all the pressure comes down to your tailbone and your belly pushes out, and that's 6 o'clock. Notice which direction you have a preference towards. Good. And now see if you can begin to do a circle with your pelvis. So there's two directions you can go. One is clockwise and the other is counterclockwise. And see if you make the circle, if you're able to go by each number on the clock. So if you imagine a clock under your pelvis, can you get to each number? Are there certain numbers that you kind of skip over or you cut short? And now change the direction of the circle. And how is the circle of your pelvis affecting your head? What kind of movement is translated up to your head? So do you sense that perhaps your head is also making a circle? And let that go and rest on your back. Now roll to your side and come up to sitting. And you sit with your left leg bent in front of you and your right bent behind. So it's a side sitting position. Good. And instead of leaning on your left hand, lean on your left forearm. So that's the area from your elbow down to your hand. Place your palm on the floor. Good. Looking straight forward out in front of you on the horizon, place your right hand on top of your head. So not wrapped around. We've done that a lot. But actually the palm of the hand is on your head. Okay? And again, your face is orientated towards the front of the room, the horizon. And bend your, make sure your leg is, there you go, bent in front of you. That's it. Now in this position, begin to draw a circle with the top of your head on the ceiling. So think of the top of your head, and it's going to draw a circle on the ceiling. That's it. Top of your head. So some of you, you may need to close your eyes to keep that orientation. That's it. And now feel, is the circle just happening in your neck? Or does anything happen down to your pelvis? I think primarily it's just in your head and your neck a lot. Good. Now pause for a moment and bring yourself up onto your left hand now. And keep your right hand on top of your head. So now really your head is pointed towards the ceiling. And begin to make a circle again with the top of your head. And again, it's the top of your head. So I think some of you start to think of your face making a circle, but think the top of your head. And feel what happens now in your spine and in your pelvis. Change the direction. Good. And rest on your back. And now come up to sitting again, but side sit in the opposite direction. So that'll mean your right leg is bent in front and your left leg bent behind. Leaning on your right forearm with your palm down. Left hand is on the top of your head. And begin to make a circle, thinking of the top part of your head, drawing a circle. Or you could think of a marker being taped to the top of your head, and it draws a circle. Good. Now come up onto your right hand and now continue to draw a circle. And notice as you're drawing the circle with the top of your head, if you sense your weight shifting anywhere in your pelvis, in your buttocks, as big as it takes. Yeah, so if you do a really tiny, tiny circle, let's say the size of an orange, you're going to feel all the movement happen just in your neck. So you have to do a much larger circle to get the feeling of any kind of weight shift happening down in your pelvis. That's it. That's better. And change the direction. Now pause for a moment and let's try this. So now you're not going to make a circle with your hand or your head. You're going to make a circle with your pelvis sitting in this side sitting position and feel what happens with the top of your head. Now, feel as you're doing that, if that really now feels like you're drawing a circle on the top of the ceiling, how different that is. Very good. Now, can you change the direction of the circle? And again, do the circle with the pelvis. That's it. Less with your head, Gail. Really just feel, just that's it. Be really quiet in your head. That's it. There's a really important learning here. Because most of us do so much movement in our neck and don't get it down in our pelvis. That's it. Right? You guys had your heads all over the place. Better. Now, continue making the circle with your pelvis. But see if you can transfer it to being the top of your head making a circle and remain in that state without bobbing your head left and right. So start the circle again with your pelvis and get the clarity of the quietness of your cervical spine. Your neck is not bending left and right. See, that doesn't make sense to bend your head left and right to draw a circle on the ceiling, because the ceiling's flat. Do you understand that, right? So if you tilt your head left and right, then you make the ceiling bent into an arc. So see, once you get it going in your pelvis, can you transfer the intention to your head and then keep the pelvis still going, but the pelvis becomes secondary. The head drives the pelvis in this way. It's not easy. That's it, Liz. Good. So in a way, it's putting a constraint on your cervical spine. Great. Okay, rest on your back. Sorry. But you feel the difference between the first way you were doing it? Some of you were getting sore in your neck, weren't you? And dizzy, because you were like doing this thing instead of, right? Now, as you continue on your back, bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and go back to making a circle with your pelvis. And observe how you make the circle with your pelvis now. That's it. And can you imagine now, as you're making the circle with your pelvis, some of you have changed it quite a bit, which is great, that your tailbone is drawing the circle. Okay? And the circle would be as if there was a wall here at the front of the room. So if where I'm standing there was a wall and your tailbone now was drawing a circle, just like how your hand was on your head. So well, yeah, I mean, you don't, it's not the center, your tailbone. Your tailbone starts here, and yeah. Good. And change the direction of the circle. Nice. Okay, and rest for a moment. Now roll to your side and come up to sitting again, but this time you're going to sit with your left leg long and your right knee is bent in a standing position. and you will lean down on your left forearm. Once again on the forearm. And your right hand can just rest on your right knee. That's probably the best place. Make sure your right knee and right foot is in a standing position. Okay? You need weight to be on your right foot and your left forearm. Now, in this position, begin to find a way to lift your left leg and to start to draw a circle again up here. There's a wall up here. Draw a circle. And you'll find that the more that you allow yourself to really lean on the forearm, the lighter that the leg becomes. And you don't need to use the right arm to hold on. So some of you are holding on to your right knee. It's there to rest. Now again, as you're making the circle, whenever you get fatigued, just take a rest and then start it again, because it can be very tiring for some people. Is the circle just happening in the leg, or is there anything happening up through the rest of your body? That's it, Liz. Your spine. That's it, Linda. Okay, and pause for a moment. Now, in this position, just leaning on your forearm like that, can you begin to do a circle in this position with your pelvis? We did something similar like this last week. So keeping the right leg standing, that's it, and the left leg long, can you do a circle? And in particular, notice the back side of the face of the circle. That's it. And feel what happens through your chest and your ribs and your spine. So the weight shifts from your left elbow, right? There's moments when you become lighter on the left forearm and then you get heavier. Yeah? Okay. Now, how could that serve you as you lift the leg? Is there any relationship now when you lift the leg to make, that's it, Linda, make a circle? So continue the circle with the pelvis and then see if you can bring in the idea or the concept to lift that left leg and make a circle. And then bring all your focus onto the leg making the circle and just see if the pelvis then becomes kind of automatic in its way of moving. Does that make sense? That's it, Liz. Okay, and rest on your back. She's okay. He. And as you're resting, just notice if there's any difference between your right and left leg. And once again, roll to your side, come up to sitting, and change legs and sides. So that means your left leg will be bent in standing. So left leg bent, right leg long, leaning on your right forearm. And you just use your left hand to rest comfortably, either on your left thigh, your left knee, somewhere there. Okay, and begin by lifting now your right leg and start to make a circle. And maybe purposely try not to move the rest of yourself. Like if you don't move anything else, what does that feel like to make a circle with the leg? Is it heavier? And you fatigue a lot sooner, right? Because it's all the leg working. Now, start to incorporate the idea of the pelvis moving, the chest and the ribs. Good. Pause for a moment to rest the leg. And staying in this position, begin to do the movement of your pelvis, making a circle. That's it. And you can just let the leg be long and resting, the right leg. And just notice for yourself, how do you distribute your weight over your hip joints and your pelvis? So some of you stay very centered, and then some of you are really way, way, way over onto your right leg and right sit bone. Now, think for a moment. If you're wanting to lift the right leg and all your weight is on the right sit bone, is that serving the right sit bone? So what is the point of the left leg being in standing? So just start to do like a diagonal movement from the right hip joint to the left knee. That's it. So that you bring your left buttocks down. That's it. And push the left foot into the floor. That's better. Okay, now make the circle again. And really, when you're making the circle, come over to the left side, though. That's better, Linda. So many of you were just making a circle just around the right hip joint. But you've got to come back over to the left side. That's better, Gail. You see that? Get that left side down. That's better. But bring it there. That's what lifts up the right leg. And just notice as you're doing this how your right leg is just making a circle very nicely now on the floor. You feel that? Without lifting it? And now you can go ahead and try to lift it. And feel how you need to get over. That's it, Linda. At the peak of lifting the right leg, you need to be over onto the left side of your buttocks. That's it, Gail. Much better. You feel that? Does that make sense? I mean, how can you be sitting on the right side and then try to lift the right leg?
I thought we were missing a component that we just didn't know yet.
Okay, press. Most of you did it easier with the other side first. Now roll to your side and come back up to sitting in the side sitting position that we started with. So your left leg is bent in front. That's it. And you lean on your hand and place your hand on top of your head. So lean on your left hand, not your forearm. Hand. There you go. Right hand on your head. And let's start with the pelvis again. Begin to make a circle with the pelvis and feel how the top of your head makes a circle. And notice now if it's clearer for you how you shift your weight inside of the pelvis and hip joints. Can you come down onto the right side as clearly as you come over to the left side? That's good. So for many of us, when we start this sitting position, we load all of our weight onto the left hip joint. But in fact, you need to be able to get weight over to the right as well to complete the circle. Does that make sense? That's it, Gail. Any questions about that? No. Yeah, but you're doing much better. That's it, Liz. Great. Okay, and pause and just change over your legs. Right leg in front, left behind. Lean on your right hand. Place your left hand on top of your head. Did you kick yourself? Start again with the pelvis, making the circle. And again, this idea is now most of your weight is on the right hip joint. But feeling in the circle how you need to come over to the left. And as you bring all the weight over to the left side, you'll feel the right knee will come up a bit. So you're really now making a full circle. So before you were making the circle all over on the right side, but you want to have the circle evenly distributed, the whole pelvis. Much better. And now reflect about the circle that you're creating on top of the ceiling. Excellent. And nothing's involved with the head and the neck. So nobody should be experiencing feeling nauseous or sick. Okay, great. Rest on your back. Gail, you okay? Roll to your side, come up to sitting again. Your left leg is long out in front of you. The right is bent and standing. That's it. And you can lean on your left hand once again. And now with your right hand, begin to slide your right hand along your left leg as if to just caress your entire left leg. So see if you can go all the way along the outside as well as the inside. Can you touch the big toe and go over around to the pinky toe, to the outside of the ankle? And now as you're caressing, really stretch and reach all the way down to the foot. Feel what you need to do once again inside of the pelvis and the hip joint. How you shift your weight, and are you starting to do a circle with your pelvis again? Even though the main feature I'm asking you to focus on is caressing your leg, there's a very, very large shift of your weight going from the inside to the outside of your pelvis on both sides. That's it. So when you caress the outside of your left leg, and in particular the ankle, you end up having to come all the way over to the left side. You really roll to the left side. And in fact, the right side of your cheek lifts up. But then as you come back and you explore the inner part of the thigh, your weight should be then on the right side. And you'll experience the more that this is free and comfortable to do, the less you need your left hand to weight bear on. This increases your balance, right? Now, can you change the direction? Let's reverse the caressing. Very nice. And just add in one more observation, which is the circle with the top of your head. So notice it's kind of a little bit more like an oval now, right? But the top of your head is making a circle. So we're not bending the ears left and right. That's it. Great. Great. Now, can you reach down and get a hold of your left toes with your right hand? And you can start to bend the left knee out to the side so that you would pull the sole of your left foot into your crotch. That's it. And then go back out again. And do it again. That's it. So you start with the left leg long, and then you bend the left knee out to the side and pull the sole of the foot into your crotch. And as you pull the sole of the foot into your crotch, feel how your weight shifts back onto both sides of your pelvis. And then as you lengthen the leg out, you come all the way onto the left sit bone. So make sure you allow your spine to round and roll back. Good. Now, the next time that you bring the sole of your foot into your crotch, can you lift it up and hold it now with your right hand? So slide your right hand under the whole foot. That's it. And can you start to rock the entire leg and foot left and right? That's it. Or as if making a circle. Linda's got the theme here. It's all about making circles. And that the circle that you make with your pelvis is related to the circle that you're making with the top of your head. That's nice. And as Linda's discovered, that the lighter that the pelvis becomes and the more familiar you become with using all parts of your pelvis, that means getting over to that right side, you don't need to have the left hand on the floor anymore. So in fact, you could put the left hand on the left knee or even scoop it under the left knee. So now you hold the left leg with both hands and you continue to make the circle. Great. Now can you change the direction of the circle? That's it. And observe the circle with the top of your head. So your face is kind of always orientated towards the front of the room on the horizon. Much better. Great. Okay, and let's rest on your back. And again, just observe and notice for a moment anything that might feel different with the left leg now, with those last movements compared to the right. Roll to your side and come up to sitting. This time, please sit with your right leg long and the left knee bent in the standing position. And you began by leaning on your right hand, and you started with your left hand caressing your right leg. Again, caressing along both the inside, the outside, reaching all the way down to the outside of the right ankle. Really exaggerate the idea of caressing. So again, you're caressing with the left hand, not the right hand, but the left hand. And you're using the right hand right now to stabilize yourself. But as soon as you get more acquainted with the movement in the pelvis, you'll see that the right arm becomes very light. So as you're caressing the left leg, the left toes, the outside, right foot, toes, ankle. Feel how you're making, again, a circle within your pelvis. Feel when do you come all the way over to the right side. It should be when you're really on the outside of the right ankle and right knee. And then how you shift your weight to the left side of your pelvis when you come to the inside of the right leg. And it's okay for the right knee to be bent. It doesn't have to stay straight. Great. Now the next time, reach down and get a hold of your right foot with your left hand and begin to pull the sole of your foot in towards, that's it, your crotch, and then lengthen it back out. And again, notice how you do this. The weight that shifts in your pelvis. Great. And then the next time that you bring your right ankle into your crotch, go ahead and pick it up. Wrap your left hand underneath the foot and start to make a circle with your whole right leg. You can even take your right hand and place it underneath your right knee. That's it. See how big of a circle can you make with your pelvis? See if you can really test the limits. So some of you are very conservative, so you make a very small circle. And then some of you are really willing to go to the outer limits of your pelvis, which introduces the concept of falling. So it means the rest of yourself has to figure out how to organize and balance so that you don't fall. That's it. And feel how the top of your head is making a circle once again on the ceiling. So again, your face stays orientated towards the front of the room. Your chest folds and softens in your spine. So there's lots of flexion and extension with the spine, but the top of the head always stays directed towards the ceiling, and your face is always orientated towards the front of the room on the horizon. Can you change the direction? That's it. Go in the opposite direction with your circle. It's a little harder. Okay. Let it go and rest on your back. Roll to your side, come up to sitting again, your left leg long, right knee bent, right foot standing. Okay, now this time you can keep your right hand on the floor somewhere comfortable, and you're going to reach down with your left hand to get a hold of your left foot. And this time you're going to bring the left foot to the outside, so you're going to bend your left knee to the inside, but slide it on the floor. No lifting, sliding. That's it. So you reach down, the leg is long, find a way, it's back to the circle in the pelvis. So the right knee will tilt over to the right side to allow the left knee to bend to the inside, to slide the foot around, that's it, Gail, and then lengthen the leg back out. So feel how you have to really shift your weight even more, Lena, over. You can let the right knee drop down as far as you need to go over to the right side to make room for bringing the left leg around. So the left knee needs to come down first. Okay? First part of the movement is you start to bring the foot to the outside and the left knee needs to bend to the inside. That's it. So you shift all your weight over to the right side. That's it. And then to reverse the movement, you have to bring the weight back over to the right side again. Yep. That's it, Gail. That's it. Now, utilize your right hand there. So, since your right hand is resting on the floor, you can lean way over to the right, as much as you need to make it easy to bring that left foot behind you. So the left foot ends up resting by your buttocks. That's it. And then you stretch it out again. So when you stretch it out, the weight has to come onto the left side of the buttocks, right? Figure it out. So lean onto your right hand now to swoop it behind. And drop the knee down. Down, Liz. That's it. And now keep it down and pull the foot back. You don't need to lift the knee up to pull the foot back. Let your belly go out over to the right. Ah, there you go. Watch Linda in front of you. See how she pulls it back? Huh? Then coming back. Yeah, keep your knee down. Down. Lena, keep your knee down. Pull the foot there, like that, and now straighten it back out too, again. There, that's better. Feel what you need to do on the right side, right? Feel how far over the right, that's better. Yeah. Okay. Now let's change over the legs. So bend your left leg to stand. Straighten your right leg out. Lean on your left hand. So the idea is you're going to pull the right foot around to the outside and place it by your buttocks. And there's a moment when the knee does have to lift up a little bit. Just some of you were keeping the knee up the whole time. So as quickly as possible, it needs to come down to the floor. You think of tilting the knee down towards your crotch and sliding the foot around. So it means you need to shift all your weight over to the left side. And use your left hand. That's why it's there. It's interesting. Even though you guys have your hand down, some of you don't want to take weight onto it. What if you go down onto the left forearm? What are you saying? Yeah, I know. There, that's good. Let's see, Lena. Okay, go all the way up. Good. 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 Okay, rest on your back. The pelvic area, the top of the pelvis, the lower ribs. Okay, one last time, please come up to sitting. Sit with your legs side sitting, so let's bend your left leg in front and your right leg behind. Oh, other way. There you go. And lean on your left hand. And this time, bring your right arm straight up to the ceiling, but you don't need to look at it. Again, keep your face orientated towards the front of the room. And in this position, begin to draw a circle. Let's start again with the pelvis and feel how your hand and the top of your head, or we should say your fingertips. So if your fingertips were a marker, how now you draw a circle along the ceiling. And again, you don't need to look up. You keep your face orientated towards the front of the room. And then can you transfer the intention to the fingertips? So now you draw the circle through your fingertips and you're able to like pull the pelvis along. So there's a part of like reaching up with the hand and using the fingertips and the hand to then orchestrate the movement of the pelvis. So how can you now use the hand, the arm?
Big circles.
You can do bigger circles. That's right. Now just notice how much easier it is for you to come over to that right side in particular. Almost all of you can sit and load on the right side of your hip joint in this position with the right leg bent behind you. Much better. Or you could imagine if you were holding on to a rope or something and you were dangling and the rope was making a circle, how your whole body, your pelvis, would make a circle like this. Yeah? Okay. Change over your legs, change over your arms. So it means the left arm is up, your side sitting to the right, so the right leg is bent in front and the left is bent behind. You lean on your right arm. You first start the movement. Your intention is now first with the pelvis. And again, please take note of how all of you are able to bring weight now over to the left side. That's so important. Most of you started always loading onto the other side, the right side. And so if you were to be able to come up to stand onto your knees, you have to come over to that left side. So again, if there was a rope attached to your hand and it was going to pull you up onto your knees. Knees. That's a foot. Knees. Right? You have to be able to come over the left side. You see that? It's not just about the right. You don't want to bring all your weight over there. It's too hard. That's it. So again, now have the arm, the hand, the fingers, whatever visualization you would like to use, make the circle. And it's your arm and hand pulling the pelvis. Think of the pelvis as like an anchor, dangling. So it's making a circle lightly below because of what's happening above you. Observe the top of the head making the circle. Are you breathing? Fabulous. Okay, let it go and rest on your back. Actually, I think I'm going to have you come up one more time. Sorry. Come up just one more time, side sitting. And let's just have you place your, let's say you're sitting to the right, place your left hand on top of your head. So let's go back just to the first movement. And when I asked you to draw a circle with your head. So now let's see if you can draw a circle with your head and have the movement happen in your pelvis now without the tilting in your neck. The cervical bending. Is that possible?
Mm-hmm.
It's a very different concept. Does that feel better? Great. Okay, go ahead and rest on your back. And as you're resting, just take a moment to notice how you're lying on your back now, how you sense and perceive your shoulder blades, your arms, your mid-back, your lower back, how your pelvis is resting. And in particular, notice how you feel the hip joints and your legs. Perhaps the legs might feel longer, or as if there's more space now inside the hip joints. Pelvis might feel flatter. And perhaps you can just think to yourself for a moment, how would this lesson be useful to you in daily life? Where could you think of an application that this lesson would be transferred over to? Walking? What about being in your car driving? And how many of us need to turn and look over our shoulder? And instead of just turning with your neck, perhaps there's a movement that happens in your pelvis. What about just getting in and out of your car? What about turning at your seat in your office or at a desk? What about walking your dogs? When the dog yanks on the leash through your arm, can your pelvis and whole spine be more adaptable to go with the pull instead of pulling back? Okay, let's have you go ahead and roll to your side. Bring yourselves up to sitting and then standing to observe the changes and differences that you now experience in standing. So once you've come up to stand and you feel how you feel in standing, go ahead and begin to walk around the room And again, just really pay attention to what you experience now in your hip joints and your pelvis. So as we increase the availability for movement in the hip joints and pelvis, everything becomes a lot lighter. And then maybe when you come to a place to stand, you can play around with turning, reaching, bending. See how much of your whole self you use in those kinds of activities. Great. Good. Okay. Great. Have a nice day.